If you are easily offended, this podcast may not be for you. Contains explicit language. Hey, how's it going? My name is Paul, and it's the first time doing this podcast, hence the introduction and a really bad joke that's going to be following afterwards. So, I work in technology and communications. And I've done that basically most of my life. So, obviously, networks and radio systems and such and such. I've always done that. It's brilliant. I enjoy technology. And this random radio, it's had a few names. It's had Cyclic Radio, Borough Bounce. Borough is a place in the northeast of England, Middlesbrough. But it's Borough for short. Anyway, it was supposed to be for mixing music. That was the whole point in creating random radio. That is what it is now. Because I enjoy mixing music. My friend mixes music. We've done a load of mixes. They're actually online. If you look up DJ Ash and DJ Cyclic online, you'll find mixes that I and my friends have done. And it's all sorts of stuff. Yeah. I think they're pretty good, energetic, and they make you smile. But anyway, yes, so the whole point in creating Cyclic Radio, and now it's called Random Radio, the whole point in doing that was to basically showcase our mixes. But we found lots of times that we've uploaded stuff, and we used Facebook a lot and YouTube, and it always came up with copyright issues and stuff, and in the end, it's an absolute pain in the ass. So I don't want to keep, you know, trying to upload stuff and then get copyright this, copyright that, video taken down. There's actually no point in it. So I've turned Random Radio now into a podcast. Hopefully, I'll be able to get out a few stories. Excuse me. Just had dinner. One of them little back of the throat burps happens. Hopefully I can get out a few stories and get a few of my friends on here and just discuss whatever. I've selected this channel, this podcast, Random Radio, as comedy because I want to try and make it, you know, I want it to be funny. My friends are funny. I'm quite funny, if I do say so myself. I always have a good laugh with friends and we get to the point where basically crying laughing. And that's happened far too many times. I'd love to capture that on the podcast. And this one of them burps again, pardon me. Oh, God, I'm going to get through this. Yeah, I want to try and capture all this stuff on the podcast and, you know, lighten someone's mood because, you know, it's fun. And listening to people chat about something and getting involved in what they're on about and giving you the backstory on things. It makes me laugh, and I hope it's going to make you laugh too. So anyway, that's the quick introduction and what Random Radio started out as. So let me tell you this really crap joke that I heard the other day. The people that told the joke the other day are probably going to do this, did this joke a lot better than I'm probably going to be able to do it. But I'll try and get through it, and I'll try not to bollocks it up. So hopefully you'll like it. So let's start. So okay, there's this man, and he's walking. He's out on the beach. It's a nice sunny day. You know, there's a few people about, and it's quite early morning, so there's not too many people about. There's people walking the dogs and stuff. So he's just having a nice little walk, some fresh air in the morning. On the beach, and he sees in the distance this guy walking towards him, and he's got a fucking big massive orange for a head, and this guy, he can't believe it. He's looking at him. Is that real? Is he wearing a mask? Is he wearing some kind of helmet or something? And he's getting closer and closer, and surely enough, this guy is a big fucking orange for a head. So he goes up to this guy and he goes, "Look, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry to bother you, but I just have to ask, is that really your head? Why do you have a big orange? Why do you have a big orange for a head?" He goes, I'll tell you. I'll tell you all about it." So the guy with the big orange head tells this guy that he's just met on the beach that he was walking down the same beach only a few days ago, and he saw this kind of golden, glistening object wash up on the beach in the morning. So he goes over, picks this thing up, and it's rolled in the sand, and it's all gritty and stuff. So he starts to rub it to clear it off, see if he can see any writing on it, or you know, can see exactly what it is. So he's rubbing it and rubbing it, and then a genie pops out of this lamp. So genie says to this guy, "Thank you for releasing me from my lamp. I will grant you three wishes." So the guy with the orange head didn't have orange head at this time, by the way. Just a normal guy. Says, "Wow, okay. Okay, genie, I would like £1 billion. £1 billion in my bank account." He goes, "Phew. The deed is done, the wish is granted." His phone starts to ring. So the guy picks up his phone, and it's his bank. He goes, "Good morning. We'd just like to inform you that £1 billion has just been transferred into your account and is ready for you to use whenever you like." He goes, "Oh, wow, thank you very much." And he puts the phone down. He turns to the genie and goes, "Wow, this is real. Thank you very much." He goes, "You're welcome. You now have two wishes." So the guy thinks quite hard. He looks the genie in the eye. He goes, "You know what? I'd like to have sex with the Spice Girls." So he goes, "Poof." And he's transferred, this guy's transferred into this apartment somewhere in London. And the Spice Girls are all there and they're naked. And he gets on all fours. Sporty Spice starts eating his ass out and wanking him from behind, or jacking him off from behind. Posh Spice is laid underneath, sucking his cock whilst it's being wanked by Sporty Spice, who's eating his ass out. Scary Spice is stood in front of him with a pussy in his face, and he's eating that pussy like there's no tomorrow. And Ginger Spice, she's just over in the corner, just playing with herself, just spaffing herself. Just play with herself. Everyone's just having a fucking good time, and he gets to the point where he climaxes and he comes. And as soon as he comes, he's transferred back to the beach, fully clothed, by the way, back to the beach in front of the genie. And the guy that he's talking to goes, "Wow, so you've got £1 billion in your bank account. You've fucked the Spice Girls. What's I can't imagine what your next wish would be." And the guy with the big orange head turns to me and goes, "Well, the genie said I had one last third wish, and I think this is where I fucked up." And he said to the genie, "I'd like a big fucking orange head." Your wish is granted. And that's how the guy got a big fucking orange head. It's bollocks, I know. It's absolutely bollocks. But there it is. So this is my first podcast. This is the first of many to come. I've got a few of us lined up for you, and like I said, hopefully I can get some people in on it and get some back and forth going. I encourage you, please, to comment and leave messages if you want something to appear in one of the future podcasts, and please let me know, and I'll do my very best to put it into the podcast because interaction is always great with others. So yeah, that's my introduction and my crap joke. So I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Paul, and this is the Random Radio podcast, and I'll be back soon with another one. If you have been listening, thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.